Thank you. Cheryl's going home. right on the bell train. Can't buy me no thrill. Well, I've been up all night, leaning on the windowsill. Well, if I die on top of the hill, if I don't make it, you know my baby will. Hit it! Don't the moon look good, mama, going down over the trees? Don't the brakeman look good, mama, dragging down the double E? Don't the sun look good, going down over the sea?
I don't want you people to ever say that I never did nothing for you. Today we're standing inside of a train whistle factory. Or, more accurately, a train whistle repair shop. You can hear them fixing the whistles. You think those whistles that you hear on the old 505 happen automatically, by accident? No, they're built that way. They're built to sound that way. And when they start sounding wrong, they come here. You know how lighthouses out on the ocean, they have, if you look on a boat chart, it'll say, you know, 1.8 seconds or something. That's the amount of time in between the blinks of a lighthouse. It works the same way with train whistles. They're exactly pitched to an exact frequency. And that's how railroad guys know who's coming. Ah, there's Charlie. He's on his way with old 87. You think I'm making this up? You're absolutely right. I am. I'm KBC, your host today, for another train ride. The third in a series of God knows how many. I keep finding them. We started with John Mayall. Catch That Train. I think that was just John and his harmonica. There have been books written about John Mayall and his harmonica. We won't go into that now. We had a visit from 10 years after, Speed Kills. Juicy Lucy. Chicago Northwestern, Cheryl's Going Home was the Blues Project. And, of course, Superstition with Al Cooper, Harvey Brooks, Stephen Stills. From, I think, the first and only real Superstition album. Then they did a live thing, which was just bogus. I saw them at the Fillmore East once. Only thing I've ever fallen asleep for is the Fillmore East. Anyway, we have train songs today. You can do it. All right, so we're gathering on track 81. I'll meet you over there in just a second. Gonna get some popcorn and a soda. And I'll see you there, okay? Hang in there.
Brakeman to give him a line of talk. says if you've got money, I'll see that you don't walk. I haven't got a nickel, not a penny can I show. Get off, you railroad bum. He slammed the boxcar door. Oh, all around me, the moon and stars up above. Nobody seems to want me or lend me a helping hand. I'm on my way from Frisco, I'm going back to Dixieland. Oh, my pocketbook is empty and my heart is full of pain. I'm 1,000 miles away from home, just waiting for a train.
You'll find an empty coffee cup, a half-smoked cigarette, an old dull razor blade I used to shave before I left. You'll find a lot of little things that make big memories. Some guys like chains, but I like trains, no woman's holding me. I'd rather ride a freight train in the middle of the night than to sit beside a far place with two arms around me tight. When I was born, they must have left out certain qualities, the things that bind a man to home and job security. I'd love to change, but I know now just how I'll always be. Some guys like chains, but I like trains, no woman's holding me. Some guys like chains, but I like trains, no woman's holding me.
Train to San Fernando. Well, last train to San Fernando. And if you miss this one, you'll never get another one. Say, biddy bum bum to San Fernando. Well, last night I met with my sweet Dorothy. She said tomorrow join in sweet matrimony. But if you act right, you could take me out tonight and drink and wine and dine and get back in time. Well, last train. Said, I'm married into a high society, so please be careful of the place you've taken me. Cause if you slip, I'll slide, and I may never be your bride. So it's biddy biddy bum bum to San Fernando. Well, last train, la la la, last train, la la la, last train to San Fernando. And if you miss this one, you'll never get another one. So it's biddy biddy bum bum to San Fernando. Now I ask my Dorothy to dance. I got nothing on my mind but romance. I said to myself, boy, you better meet this iron wire side. So biddy biddy bum bum to San Fernando. La 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 la
you'll never get another one.
Let the midnight special shine the light on me. Let the midnight special shine the ever-loving light on me. Yon come Miss Rose, how in the world do I know? Well, I know about a apron and the dress she wore. I'm a rubber on her shoulder, a piece of paper in her hand. Well, she's going to see the governor, just to leave some man. Let the midnight special shine the light on me. Oh, let the midnight special shine the ever-loving light on me. Oh, when you get up in the morning and the big bell ring, you go marching to the table. Same doggone thing, no forks on the table, ain't nothing in my pan. If you say anything about it, you'll have trouble with the man. Let the midnight special shine the light on me. Or let the midnight special shine the ever-loving light on me. If you ever go to Houston, boy, you better walk right. Well, you better not squabble, and you better not fight. That cop will arrest you, and he sure take you down. You can bet your bottom dollar, you jailhouse bound. Let the midnight special shine the light on me. Or let the midnight special shine the ever-loving light on me. Let the midnight special shine the light on me. Oh, let the midnight special shine the ever-loving light on me.
Now I was born in Dixie in a boom shack, just a little old shanty by a railroad track. I'm another driver of a lullaby. A freight train whistle told me how to cry. I got the freight train blues. La di la di la di, got 'em in a bottom of my rambling shoes. And when the whistle blows, I gotta go. Oh, Lordy, 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 guess I'm never gonna lose the freight train blues. Now my daddy is a fireman and my mammy dear was the only daughter of an engineer. Pretty as a soldier, Lord, it's angel joke. Shame the way he keeps the good gal broke. I got the freight train blues. I gotta go. Lordy, 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 guess I'm never gonna lose the freight train blues.
I can't see it. You better hurry up. Give him his orders in Monroe, Virginia, saying, "Teach, you're way behind time. This ain't 38, but it's old 97, and you've got to be in center on time." Well, he turned around to his black, greasy fireman, said, "Shovel in a little more coal. When we cross that white oak mountain, you can watch old 97 roll." Well, it's a mighty rough road from Lakesburg to Danville in a line on a 3-mile grade. It is on this grade that he lost his air brakes, and you see what a jump he made. He was going down the grade making 90 miles an hour, and his whistle broke out in a scream. It is on that grade that he lost his air brakes, and you see what a jump he made. He was going down the grade, making 90 miles an hour, and his whistle began to scream. And we found him in the wreck with his hand on his throttle and scalded to death by the steam. Well, ladies, you can all take warning from this time now and on. Never speak harsh words to your true love and husband. He might leave you and never return.
Those pretty gates go.
Sorry, you caught me napping. Such restful music. All right. I like to nod out on train rides. For those of you who take a train into the city know what I mean. All right, we started with Sister Rosetta Tharpe, this train. Jimmy Rogers, Waiting for a Train, one of those blue yodels. I don't know if it was number 1 or number 30 or 17. I have no idea. Bob Luman, I Like Trains. I Like Trains myself. Ray Lang, The Last Train. Sonny Terry. And Brownie McGee. Give it up for Sonny Terry and Brownie McGee. That was the Midnight Special. Freight Train Blues from one of our anonymous friends who probably wants to stay that way. Woody Guthrie himself. Old 97. Carmen Tex Jenks. Tex to you. The Wreck of Old 97. And the new Lost City Ramblers. Bye-bye, Black Smoke Choo-Choo. And that brings us up to date. And I'm going back to sleep. I got more train songs here. Very relaxing, don't you think? Okay. I'll be back. Don't get lost. Thank you.
was riding number 9, heading south from Carolina. I heard that long, wah, wah, some whistle blow. Got in trouble, had to roam. Left my gal and left my home. I heard that long, wah, wah, some whistle blow. Just a kid acting smart, I went and broke my darling's heart. I guess I was too young to know. They took me off the Georgia main, locked me to a ball and chain. I heard that long, wah, wah, some whistle blow. All alone, I bear the shame. I'm a number, not a name. I heard that long, wah, wah, some whistle blow. All I do is sit and cry when the evening train goes by. I heard that long, wah, wah, some whistle blow. I'll be locked here in this cell till my body's just a shell and my hack turns whiter than snow. I'll never see that gal of mine. Lord, I'm in Georgia doing time. I heard that long, wah, wah, some whistle blow.
About one all the southern folks have seen. She's the beauty of the Southland. Listen to that whistle scream. It's that Pan American on her way to New Orleans. She leaves Cincinnati heading down that Dixie line. When she passes that Nashville Tower, you can hear that whistle whine. Stick your head right out the window and feel that southern breeze. You're on that Pan American on her way to New Orleans. Ticket on the Pan American Queen. There's Louisville, Nashville, Montgomery, the capital of Alabama. You pass right through them all when you're New Orleans bound. When she passes that Nashville Tower, you can hear that whistle whine. Stick your head right out the window and feel that southern breeze. You're on that Pan American on her way to New Orleans.
toy trains, little toy tracks, little boy toys coming from a sack, carried by a man dressed in white and red. Little boy, don't think it's time you were in bed. Close your eyes, listen to the skies. All is calm, all is well. Soon you'll hear Kris Kringle and the jingle bells, bringing old toy trains, little toy tracks, little boy toys coming from a sack, carried by a man dressed in white and red. Little boy, don't you think it's time you were in bed? Close your eyes, listen to the skies. All is calm, all is well. Soon you'll hear Kris Kringle and the jingle bells, bringing old toy trains, little toy tracks, little boy toys coming from a sack, carried by a man dressed in white and red. Little boy, don't you think it's time you were in bed?
The birthday party was over. Toys were scattered here and there. On seven candles lay by the last piece of cake in front of an empty chair. The mother said, "Son, I know you're disappointed, but you gotta try to understand. Your daddy's been awful busy. Because you see, he's a very big railroad man. So, you go on to sleep now." And she kissed him and turned out the light. But moments later, a window opened and this little tyke slipped out into the night. He was on his way to the depot, though the express wasn't due till 10. But who knows, they might even run a special if Daddy's coming in. That mighty scream of the 9:15 ripped through the winter night, and the whirl of wheels and the clang of steel seemed to jar the countryside. It was a southbound freight that was running late, trying hard to make up time, when a great big man with a sack in his hand bounced off that train like a lion. Yes, sir, he hit the road like an old pro, and then he got up off the ground and he brushed the snow off his grimy clothes and he said, "Hey, kid, what's the name of this town?" The frightened boy said,
"Granville, sir."
And the man said, "Well, what do you know? I used to live in this little old one-horse town 6 or 7 years ago. I told my wife when I left here that I was going to be coming back in style. Oh, well, I'm back anyway, and I might as well visit for a wee while, huh? So, if you'll be so kind to point the way to the Jones as well, I'll go now and leave you be." And the boy said,
The only Joneses that live around here, sir, are my mummy, my daddy, and me. Of course, my daddy's been gone for a long time now, but of course, mind you, it's not his fault, you understand. It's just that my dad's got a lot of important things to do. You see, sir, he's a very big railroad man. Yes, sir. And he sends me presents, and Mummy reads to me what he writes. And you know, in his last letter, Daddy promised he'd try and make it home tonight.
The man scratched the side of his head and said, "Granville? Granville? I thought you said Danville. I mean, now, it's a kind of a natural mistake. Now, if you'll just point the way to the depot, I'm going to be checking in for that last freight. I tell you what to do, boy, though. You run on home now, and you tell your mama to go ahead and tell her to fix your daddy's room. Because, you know, I got the strangest feeling that your dad just might be coming home pretty soon."
Can't figure it out. times that try men's souls. In the course of our nation's history, the people of Boston have rallied bravely whenever the rights of men have been threatened. Today, a new crisis has arisen. The Metropolitan Transit Authority, better known as the MTA, is attempting to levy a burdensome tax on the population in the form of a subway fare increase. Citizens, hear me out. This could happen to you.
Well, let me tell you of the story of a man named Charlie on a tragic and fateful day. He put 10 cents in his pocket just his wife and family went to ride on the MTA. Well, did he ever return? No, he never returned, and his fate is still unlearned.
What a pity.
He may ride forever neath the streets of Boston. He's the man who never returned. Charlie handed in his dime at the Kendall Square station and he changed for Jamaica Plain. When he got there, the conductor told him one more nickel. Charlie couldn't get off of that train. But did he ever return? No, he never returned, and his fate is still unlearned.
Poor old Charlie.
He may ride forever neath the streets of Boston. He's the man who never returned. Now all night long, Charlie rides through the station crying, what will become of me? How can I afford to see my sister in Chelsea or my cousin in Rockbury? But did he ever return? No, he never returned, and his fate is still unlearned. He may ride forever neath the streets of Boston. He's a man who'll never return. Charlie's wife goes down to the Scully Square station every day at 2:15. And through the open window she hands Charlie a sandwich as the train comes rumbling through. But did he ever return? No, he never returned, and his fate is still unlearned.
He may ride
forever neath the streets of Boston. He's a man who'll never return.
Pick it, baby.
Citizens of Boston, don't you think it's a scandal how the people have to pay and pay? Fight the fare increase, vote for George O'Brien, get for Charlie off the MTA. Or else he'll never return, no, he'll never return, and his fate is still unlearned.
Just like Paul.
He may ride forever neath the streets of Boston. He's a man who'll never return. He's the man who'll never return. He's the man who never returned.
Hey, Blue Charlie. You can catch it if you wanna ride. Don't you worry if it passes you. You can catch it if you wanna ride. Don't you worry if it passes you by. Lord, you know the reason why. This train till I die. The train I ride goes to God knows where. I don't know, I don't care. Don't have to pay no fare.
I can say that.
Bye-bye. Or something like that, anyway. Big deal. Thinks he's special. All right. Started that set with Hank Williams, the man himself. A lot of legends today. Hank Williams, Roger Miller, Bob Luman, Sister Rosetta Tharpe, Woody Guthrie, Sonny Terry, Brian McGee. Hey, who says I don't know about the Masters? I heard that lonesome whistle from Hank Williams. Hank Williams again, Pan-American. Hey, playing around, you guys. Roger Miller, Old Toy Trains. That's a Christmas song, of course. Pat Campbell, big railroad man. Ladislav Vodica. Vodica? Vodka? I don't know. Ladislav Vodica, Silver Rails. One over here, one over there. Chandra, the Subway song. The Kingston Trio, of course, MTA. You've heard that one a million times before. And Savoy Brown, Savoy Brown Blues Band. The Train to Nowhere, otherwise known as the number 7 line. Okay, that does it here for this week. I want to give you a heads up that you got two mystery tunes coming up. They're both going to be mysteries. You're not going to know who these people are. Just so you know, they're train songs, okay? Next week, whether we're Jets fans or not, we're going to take a look at football. And a little show to commemorate the Super Bowl. I really thought the Jets were going to make it this year. There you go. But hey, they have nothing to be ashamed of. So you people be nice to them. Do not be mean to the Jets. They gave it a shot. Better than you and I could do. All right? So I want you to have a good week. Try to stay warm. It was really, really cold today. It's going to be really cold tomorrow. I understand that's part of the global cooling process called winter. So dress for it. And you won't be caught off guard. On the wrong track, as it were. So, all right, I'll see you next week. Please have a good time and, I don't know, all that other good stuff, okay? Yeah, papaya to you too, pal. Put that papaya where the sun goes.
sun keep blowing? Will the rain keep raining and the wind keep blowing? Can a man change the minds of men? Can you go where you've never been? Come ride the train for tomorrow. Will our children have the chance to pray? When tomorrow becomes today, there's no use running cause you can't hide. The track's too long and there's coal inside. Inside the train for tomorrow. We're waiting for that common freight. Each time that we anticipate the knock upon the door that means the future of our dream.